Welcome to The Dark Work Daily, the podcast that delves into the depths of perseverance and resilience to unlock your true potential. I'm your host, Anthony Trucks, and together we'll explore the gritty world of tackling the hard work head on, day in and day out. Join us as we navigate through the shadows, honing our skills, and building the foundation for your future success. Get ready to embrace the challenge because here at Dark Work Daily, we believe that by facing the darkness, we illuminate the path to greatness. Welcome to your daily dose of determination and growth. Welcome to the Dark Work Daily. Oh, we're back at it. It's Tuesday. We have a week ahead of us, don't we? Yeah, we do. I'm on a flight right now, headed to Oconee, Georgia, to serve an organization at the Ritz-Carlton. It's kind of cool. I get to do this thing where I get to go into the flow and do what I do. And it's interesting. My dark work creates work that is dark work. You know what I mean? Like the things I do that nobody sees gives me the opportunity to be blessed to go serve certain organizations, but you won't know about it all the time. It's actually the beauty of it is I'm proud. I think that's the thing that sometimes we lose sight of is are you proud? Are you proud of the thing you created that you did just sometimes for you? It's for nobody else. No one's going to see it. No one's going to cheer for you. It's just going to be you proud of what you did. You know, it's crazy. I do what I do now, and I go travel out, and I speak, and I share, and I serve thousands of people, and then I come home. And it's funny at this point, like, my wife and kids rarely ever ask me how it went. I used to take a little bit of offense at it, like, you guys should care what I'm doing, but I realize when I come home, I'm happy. I'm dad. I'm present. I'm the protector. I'm here. And so if I'm good and they see that I'm good, like they don't stress. I don't actually have to pour out and go, guys, look at all this great stuff. You know, I get that. I get enough of that. So at home, it's almost appreciated that hey, dad, love you. I'm just dad. You know, and sometimes they'll ask, like, how'd it go? I heard it was, you know, kind of a cool thing. Like, I talked about it a lot, so they'll hear that. But see, that's things that nobody sees. Like, that's the stuff that is behind the scenes. That's really where I think life is lived. I think the beauty of dark work really is the fact that you kind of get to the point of feeling comfortable not having anybody else know what you do. You move in silence. You know, you move peacefully with power. No one has to be, you know, aware of your every single move. It's, I think, why I have this interesting relationship with social media, which I love to share things. I love to put ideas out there. But I'll dip my toe and put a little bit because a lot of the things I'm doing it for me, for my family, for my clients, for my loved ones. Like, I'm doing it for us, for me. I'm not doing it for the entire world to see every waking moment of what I do. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Don't get me wrong. This is not me going out there saying you shouldn't do it. In fact, you got to play the game. I'm going to have to play this game heavy here pretty soon. And I'm not looking forward to it, but I am at the same time. You know, I'm looking forward to challenging myself in a new way, to do my own dark work, to learn some things that need to be learned by me and applied by me, to be able to have me show up in the world in certain ways that the world needs of me. It's a gift that I think blessed to have to be able to give away, which is this concept of dark work and this message from my heart, the same way all of us have it. And so I want you to start thinking about as you progress into this week, you know, where in the world are you building, doing, creating, whatever it is, for the purpose of you, just for you to know, for you to have praise, to have joy, to have accomplishment, to have that sense of pride and power. And then really, are you working in the dark to create something that will be a little bit of light? The whole world won't see the entire shine of it. And are you okay with that? See, I find that because I'm okay with that, I have more peace, I have more joy, I move smoother. You know, and when I do show up in the world, oh, I show up. You don't miss the fact that Anthony Trucks was there. It's the same thing you get to do. You just have to choose where you want to go shine. But realize that when you go shine in that one room, in that one group, in that one leader, shine as bright as you can because they deserve it. But don't be downing yourself because it's not the biggest room, the biggest stage, the biggest people. That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. If you've given your all and shine that day and people are appreciative of you being there, then that's all that matters. It'll climb. You'll get the momentum you're looking for. Things will ascend up the chain of whatever your success is supposed to be. But not if you give it the energy of, oh, I didn't have this, so I don't know, you know. Because then that energy goes to the next one and the next one. And it doesn't come out positively. You got to lean into the things you don't want to do, but you got to lean into them and do them. Realize that sometimes you may not get the praise and all the hoopla you want for it. And that's okay. It's okay to just do it for you. It's okay to be okay with just loving you, doing you in your own tick and your own time. And And then what happens is you actually fall in love with the process of developing and building and growing. And then when you do have a spotlight shine on you, you're amazing. You're doing amazing things. And the spotlight was just waiting to come to you. It's waiting for you to get good with you so it could come around and go, hey, let's put some light on this great stuff you're doing. So as I conclude our time today and wrap this up, my thought to you is that it's simple. When you go out into the world, you're doing dark work, or you're doing the dark work for you. Because if you're doing it for you, the world will in time see the cool things you've done.
Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of The Dark Work Daily. Remember, the journey towards success is not always easy, but by embracing the challenges and doing the hard work daily, you are paving the way for a brighter future. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and never underestimate the power of your own perseverance. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe for more inspiring content. And until next time, keep shining your light by embracing the darkness. This is Anthony Trucks, signing off from The Dark Work Daily.